Now we on.
Cool. All right. So thank you, Teacups, for tuning in today. I am here with one of the creative geniuses behind Black Drip Coffee. And I'm gonna tell you now, I've done a lot of research, but these guys are pretty dope. So first and foremost, I am going to introduce you guys to Sharon, which hoping I said it right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Ron was
All
right.
right, all right. So first things first. So I know that you're raised in Kansas City and you were born in Massachusetts, right? And you graduated from Lincoln Prep, which I have some friends that graduated from Lincoln Prep back in the day. And you also attended the University of Missouri as an engineer major. Did my research.
It's all right. It's all right. Yep, I've
So
been
what
here.
brought you here?
What brought me here? Let's see. My grandma lived here for a long time, and I had a twin sister, and we just was raised here in Kansas City. My mom loved Kansas City, and it was the town and place to be. So yeah, we just
Okay.
and I just stayed in Kansas City. I love Kansas City. So I mean, I travel a lot, but Kansas City, yeah.
And I get that. I mean, I was born and raised here, but I definitely feel like it's so much more out there to see, so much I want to be a part of. So relocating is in the future for me. But I'm glad that you are enjoying Kansas City thus far.
Oh yeah, and definitely travel, travel and sightsee and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, so let me see here because I actually was prepared to talk to Dan as well, but since I am not talking to Dan today, it's all good. So I definitely wanted to make sure that I got the right questions because this is such a major thing to be a Black-owned coffee wholesaler, first and foremost. And I definitely enjoy my coffee. Like when I brought it to work because I work for a doctor's office and they were like, "What's that?" And I was like, "It's grounded coffee." And they were like, "Well, let me see the name of it." And just to show them the ingredients, it's really good to me. I can taste all the ingredients and I like it. I think is it almond is one of them.
So the almond is the taste of the taste of the notes of the coffee, but it's from Venezuela and it's from Guatemala and Brazil. So
Okay.
yeah, a little backdrop on that, how we came up, Dan and I came up with the Black Drip coffee. The flavor or the taste that you taste. It took us 30 cuppings to come up with that. Actually, we stayed up like, well, I stayed up like 2 weeks in a straight without going to sleep just from drinking.
Wow.
Because
Oh my God.
when you do cuppings, we're beginners at it, so we was doing cuppings. We was actually, drinking it all, and you're supposed to just sip it.
Oh
And we
my God.
know that, so it's a learning experience. We was drinking it down, so yeah.
So that's probably what happened to me because I drink it at work, like as soon as I get to work in the morning because I get there really early. So that's the first thing I do is make coffee. And I don't sip my coffee. I actually drink it. So that's probably why I was on a hike because
Oh,
I
yeah.
was like, oh my God. And I coasted like most of the morning. I was like, this is what's up because working in a doctor's office, you can't go to sleep. So it
Right.
was definitely, one of those things that you must have, especially for those that are in college and have a lot of homework or study hall, you got to have it. So, and I'm sure you're fine to that,
Oh yeah.
being
That's
that.
the reason it was created.
Okay,
Yeah.
right. Because I saw that you and Dan, that was kind of, it wasn't the motivation behind it, but somewhat because you both, I believe you both, did you go to college together?
Yeah, Dan and I are frat brothers. We in Kappa
Kappa
Alpha
Alpha Psi, I saw
Incorporated.
that.
Yeah, we
That's
play
kind of cool.
too. So yeah, UMKC, Nu Epsilon. So yeah, Dan
Okay.
and I, we knew each other. Actually, the funny story about Dan and I, we actually went to Linwood YMCA back in the day, and we never crossed paths at all. But we knew each other, we seen each other, but we never crossed paths at all, as far as knowing each other back in the day. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, we just went from there, and then we started a nonprofit Actually, let me take it back. So Dan and I, we after we went through our fraternity and bonding together, we actually started a maintenance company. It was called
Okay.
Smith Thompson and Maintenance. That was our first business, right? So we went through the, trying to start this business, and we was finding dead ends. Nobody wanted to help us. We couldn't find no resources. So that's the reason why we, down the line, we started the Porterhouse KC to help entrepreneurs with starting their business in the 1 to 3 years in Kansas City metro area. So from there, we was up here late night helping out entrepreneurs, and we started, drinking a lot of coffee. And like, hey, why not start our own coffee, or make our own coffee for us? So that's where, the Black Drip Coffee, story aligns with entrepreneurs and, staying awake late nights, and also being on the road for a long period of time. Also work for the railroad.
Okay, I saw that too. That's pretty dope. So I'm sure you get little sleep, like this much sleep.
A little sleep, a little sleep, and I got 3 kids, so
Okay.
I am super busy and slammed. A lot of people, they don't know my day in and day outs, but I'm working for a railroad, doing the coffee, I'm doing the Porterhouse KC, and I'm going to soccer and boxing and football with the
You
kids.
are busy, okay? So when they say the black man can, he can because you have a lot of things going on.
Find a way, find a way. We always find a way.
Absolutely. Well, salute to you.
Thank you.
Of course. So let me see. And I'm sure we already touched on the question that I was getting ready to ask, but I'm gonna go ahead and ask it anyway. So your love for coffee runs deep. And as entrepreneurs, there's many of long hours, being where coffee is more of a friend and fuel to keep you moving, right? So as you said, you have a lot of stuff going on with your kids' activities, work, and I mean, just everything you're doing it all. So I would say that that's kind of the contribution to your superpower, really.
The funny thing
Okay.
is, I always ask people when I do like interviews, what is their superpowers? That's my question, because I'm into comic books. You see the comic.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I was a little kid, my mom passed away. She
Mine
introduced
did too. I'm sorry.
me into comic books. So I was up here like, okay, it was a thing. We go to a flea market and we'll get comic books, and I had a whole bunch of them. So that's where the comic book deal, and I love superheroes. So I
Okay.
nerded out about it, but
So
it's
you do like Comic Con and all that?
every now and then I sometimes miss Comic Con, but I do Comic Con. I got my niece is into it. Comic Con, and my kids, they like going to it, so it's a
Oh
family
my goodness.
event.
Okay, that's something new because I mean, I'm not gonna say it as if the culture can't be well-rounded because we can like what we like, but I've never personally encountered anyone of our setting that likes comics.
It's definitely black, and actually, when Black Panther came out, the culture kind of completely changed, and they've been going to Comic Cons even more because they're interested in these stories. Actually, comic books are the grounds of a lot of movies and a lot of shows that are on Netflix and TV now. So, you watch all
Okay.
these thrillers and stuff, it's actually in comic books before they even come out.
Okay, well, the more you know. Thank you for that tidbit of information. So, let me see. So your love for coffee sounds like the motivation behind the creation of such an amazing blend for the culture. So I want to elaborate on the Renegade because, like I said, it's really good. Like I like the smell of it. I could smell it before I even opened the box when I got it. I was like, this is unusual, but I love it. It's like a stint of all the happiness that you love in a coffee. Like, that's the only one I drink now, to be honest. Like at work, we do Folgers because that's what they have at work. But that's the only coffee I really want to drink now. So just elaborate on how it all came together, if you don't mind.
So the name Renegade. So Dan and I, we were online, we were pledging, and one of our main songs that we used to listen to that motivated us was Eminem's Renegade song.
Okay.
So that's where the
Whatever it
name
takes,
Renegade,
right?
that's where the name Renegade, it keeps you motivated. So that's why we wanted to name the first coffee blend Renegade. And we're gonna come out with some more. It's just I just been, taking it a little easy and slow. So we came out with the cold brew. Actually, I got one right here. Came out with the cold brew.
Okay.
So we make get some more of these in. And yeah, that's where, the coffee Renegade came from the song in by Eminem.
So, do you ever think back, like when you're telling this story? Because I'm sure I'm not the first person that has asked this, and then you have to kind of elaborate on where it all started. So, what are the usual reactions when you say that? Are they like, oh, okay, I'm gonna have to listen to that and see what it's about? Because that's how I feel. I'm like, do I have to listen to that now?
Oh, it was a hype song, in the 2000s, we had a lot of hype songs. We used to stroll a lot. Actually, I was kind of out there. I was wild and, a wild child being in the frat. So, yeah.
I bet.
That's part of the reason, we was strong, we always kept together in the brotherhood, so it was pretty dope. So, that's
Okay.
isn't yeah.
Sound like a lot of fun times back in college.
Oh yeah.
So you
Oh
were
yeah.
able to let your hair down and you was able to kind of turn up and do a little bit of this and that within reason,
Right,
but you were
right.
able to do a lot.
Oh yeah. And then that's the reason we wanted to keep this business thriving and, give back to the community too, all at once, we
Yeah.
love Kansas City, so the nonprofit, is was the reason why we wanted to give back to Kansas City. We wanted to show them we care, we genuinely care, we're family,
Yeah.
and that's what we do in our nonprofit. We are a family, bring people
And
in.
salute for that, because there's not a lot of opportunities where we get to display our love for one another, especially in the nonprofit world, because I mean, we actually need more of that. So I like the fact that you two decided on taking that particular sector by storm, because like I said, we need all the support that we can get, because it's really hard for us to be able to move around without certain support. So as long as we got each other's back, there's nothing we can't do.
It
So.
definitely is. Yeah. All you have to do is ask, starting this coffee, a lot of people don't know. Well, I put it on the page, but I was just asking, I didn't know how to do coffee, period. I was just like, I'm gonna buy a roaster and I'm gonna just go. And when I did that, it was a bad experience. Like the whole Yeah, I'll tell you the story. So we was I was I brought a roaster. I brought some green beans. That's, the process. And I put it in the sunroom. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna let it roast. It's gonna smell like coffee all through the house. It's gonna smell good. No, it was the opposite. It smells like burnt popcorn and it stays for a very long time.
Oh my God.
I got in trouble a
How
lot.
did you get it out?
It took a while. It took almost a month to come out. So just leaving
Oh
it
my
open
God.
and, yeah. But yeah, it smelled like burnt popcorn. And I had to reach out to somebody to help. And what I did was I was up there like, man, let me find somebody in Kansas City that could help with the roasting process. So I reached out to Isaac with Fairway. Well, he was with Messenger at the time. And he was, I sent a LinkedIn message. I was like, he's gonna say no. Ain't nobody gonna help me with this. And he said, yeah, I help you with the process of, roasting your coffee beans and, helping you with that part. And I was like, cool. And that's where it all came from, starting off, going through Messenger Coffee.
That's love, and that's what I tell people, especially being in business or being a podcaster or a personality of your city or whatever the case, there's so many people that could probably give you a hand. And me personally, I'm never afraid to ask because the worst they can say is no. You know what I'm saying? So that was amazing for you to even feel like, hey, I'm gonna go out on a limb no matter what. Even if he says no, I'm still gonna ask. And it's not a bad thing to ask for help. But you never know who's watching and who's willing to say yes. Oh, that's awesome.
When that happened, I was, excited. I was like, oh, we in there, So, and the way I wanted to do, I didn't, because my time is taken from my job of being on the railroad and, the kids and all that stuff. I kind of wanted to just do it like a wholesale deal or kind of like a drop shipping deal because, when you are a coffee shop owner, it is very much time consuming. It's you in all the time. It's you in the shop all the time. And I wanted a little free time from that. So that's why I took the route I did.
Well, sounds like it's, that's you working smarter, not harder. Because I
Exactly.
know it's a lot of things that come along with actually being inside of a storefront on a day-to-day basis, the inner workings of it, the payroll situations of it, just having to dedicate a lot of time and having a lot of eyes and ears around. So it sounds like it was a good move for you to go the direction that you've gone.
Yeah, it was. And we understood that, you can make more money doing it yourself. It was the time, we wanted, a little freedom to do the nonprofit, to be with our kids and the whole entire process of doing that. So that's why we
That's what's up. I like that. Okay. So one thing that I did notice was about the cold brew. Maybe I should be more specific for my teacups because it's a lot of coffee drinkers out there. So I know that there is zero calories, zero cholesterol, zero sodium, zero fat, and zero carbs. Now, I'm gonna tell you now, this is amazing, especially for a self-conscious health nut. I mean, and I'm gonna just put this out here. I did lose like 20 something pounds. So I want to hold where I'm at. So that's like the best of both worlds. You get to stay plateaued with your weight, but you can also enjoy this amazing coffee that you guys have come up with, and you can drink as much as you want. You don't have to worry about getting fat.
I mean, that was the whole goal of that too. Also, we are coming out with tea products too. So,
Don't do me like that. Really?
we're definitely gonna do tea. It's a need for tea. Actually, I did something for National Society of Black Engineers with American Express, when they was here in Kansas City. It was 20,000 people here in Kansas City, at the convention center. And I get to host and be the coffee supplier for that for that event. And when I did it, I noticed a lot of people from overseas, they love tea with milk. And I didn't know it threw me off.
I
But
noticed that one of my friends, which is also the office manager of the practice that I work for, she likes milk in hers. And that's odd to me because I do tea, mixture with water and honey or whatever, but she definitely likes it with milk. And I was like, that's new, but okay.
Everybody was ordering the tea with milk, and I was like, okay, this must be a thing. So I definitely have to have tea in my lineup. So that's why I was,
Absolutely.
I'm definitely doing tea with the coffee products too. So
I love that. And I'm going to tell you, of course, tea with tea. I love tea. And then you also get the tea while I'm sipping tea. And I thought about doing a line myself and also opening up a Black-owned tea shop. I've never heard of any other African American doing it. Not saying it hasn't been done, but I'm a tea lover myself. So I definitely support your product and would love to have some of your tea when I'm sipping, on my shows and things like that, or even when I do my teacup meetups, which are typically me popping up at different tea spots and, just checking out their product and giving reviews and things like that. Like Fat Bee, I was there not too long ago, and Their Kiwilicious tea was pretty good, so I'm definitely a tea connoisseur, so I'm looking out for that.
Okay. It's definitely a couple coffee places that also have tea that are black owned. I know Equal Minded off of Truce, he has some tea. I like his chai.
Okay.
So it's really good. It's a couple of them. They're just, spread sprinkled out. I can give you
Okay.
the list whenever, offline, but
Please, I would love it. I definitely would love it because, like I said, I'm always looking for new places, new tea flavors, and things like that. So I would definitely love that list. So make sure that you give it to me because I'm gonna be
oh
looking for
yeah, you can go around
it.
and do videos and
See what I'm saying?
all that
I'm trying to be out there.
stuff.
And like I said, being so new to the scene with podcasting, which I've wanted to do it for a very long time, I feel like I have the personality for it. And I like to talk to people. I don't know a lot of Leos such as myself that are extroverts because I'm never shy in a room. I can just go and I figure, why not make something out of it? So that's how all of this started. I was like, I gotta do something with this voice of mine. So when I came up with the name, it was really a no-brainer because my nickname is Tish. So I was like, hey, I'm gonna just take this and run with it. So when I started following you all, I was like, first of all, Black owned. And I honestly had never heard of a Black duo that was dealing with coffee. And it was like, I got to get them on the show. And so again, and I'm also going to need another bag of coffee. And I mean, it's really good though. It's not strong, it's not overpowering. It gives you the right hint of sweetness, but also that little bit of masculinity that you need to, kind of hold on to you throughout the morning. And it works for me. So, and I always support share you guys's stuff because it's really good for real.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we did that on purpose, to, make sure that everybody could get not just that bitterness, because we didn't want it to be too bitter. We want it to be, comfortable and where everybody can enjoy it. So that was
Very
basically what we
flavorful.
wanted to do. Yeah. Flavorable.
I love it
Yeah, thank
for
you.
sure.
Thank you.
So the ingredients for those that want to know, because I mean, it was such a different taste. Like I've bought a lot of K-Cups for my Keurig and different flavors and stuff like that. But definitely chocolate, black cherry, toasted almonds, and toffee. Oh
Oh
my God, how good is that?
yeah, the
How good.
ultimate togetherness.
Yes. It's really good. I mean, like I said, you get certain flavors that people are it's really common, but when you put these ingredients together, nobody would ever see that coming. And I like toffee a whole lot. So, I mean, and who doesn't love chocolate?
I
So,
know.
I definitely want everybody to make sure that they tap in, make sure that they're putting their orders in. I was at District Biscuit not too long ago, and I saw that they also carry your product. So I'm gonna make sure that everybody's aware of it and that they're copping because it's good, period. So
It's at Black Pantry, Mark Co-ops, which is in Lawrence and in Kansas City, Kansas.
okay.
Also, where else? We're gonna have it at the 811 space when our space open up on 31st East. Kind of near 31st and Cherry. That's a new space that is for the Porterhouse KC that will help entrepreneurs actually with their products. So they get the opportunity to fail at their product and they get to sell
Okay.
the store. So I mean I call it the 811 lab, but
Yeah.
entrepreneurs get to, test their products there. It's pretty cool.
That's what's up. I like that. I like that.
It's across from Kids
So,
Cafe too.
okay. Love it. So, before we head out, because of course, I think I may have had the time set wrong, so therefore, we getting ready to shut this down in 10 minutes, which I hate because it's such a good time talking to you. And we've had to push the day back before, and I was really looking forward to going long, but you know how that goes.
Mine say 7 minutes and 53 seconds.
Okay, it was just letting me know, like, okay,
Yeah, it's a countdown.
we, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I did want you to do for sure is share your website and your social so that if people want to order, they can. If they want to look out to see what's next, which we would love to know what you got coming up the remainder of the year. That way they can stay on top of it, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Blackdripcoffee.com is the main site. You can find us at social media is blackdripcoffeekc.com. That's on Instagram and Facebook. We also on TikTok. We do a little TikTok here and there, and LinkedIn, Black Drip Coffee. Events. So my next event that we're doing actually is at Ruby Jeans this Saturday from 9 to 3. We're doing a caffeine crawl. So
Wow.
it's going to be various judges going around Kansas City, checking out the coffee scene, tasting coffee around Kansas City. And it should be a dope thing, going on in Kansas City, caffeine crawl.
Well, I
And
definitely want to be a part of that. I didn't know that, but thank you for sharing that because we all love caffeine. We need it. And I'm really just still thinking in my head about this tea that you talking about this
Oh
whole tea
yeah.
lineup that y'all doing because I really want to be down.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So we will have some cuppings. I say I, but we will have some cuppings for the tea to do tea tasting, because it's a couple of them that are unique in flavor. So they're not just like the regular teas that you drink on you can buy
Okay.
at stores. They're custom teas. So yeah. I
Okay.
just wanted to bring that out. And then events, as far as events, it's kind of just monthly. Like, they'll pop up and then I send out newsletters of what's going on. But this year I kind of took a step back from doing Oktoberfest. I used to do
Yeah.
Oktoberfest at Roastery, and I had over like 60 vendors,
Wow.
up to like 12 food trucks. And it was a lot of people going in, but it wasn't like a whole lot of people just staying because
Right.
the area it's in. So it was kind of unique that they, these entrepreneurs, they got to sell their products for free. So it was no cost of them being there, except for the food vendors. They had to pay food from the health department to be there,
Okay.
their products. But other than that, it was just a welcoming family-based, outing, event where coffee was there. So we had
Okay.
conferences and all that. So yeah, I kind of took a step back this year. I'll probably bring it back next year. I'm not sure.
It sounds like a lot goes into Oktoberfest from what you're saying. So you definitely have to have the time, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, the time and planning and just, getting everybody ready for it. It's a big event. A lot of
Yeah.
vendors. I get late vendors coming. Can I be a part of that? Come on. Come on. Because a lot of vendors
Okay.
sometimes drop out at the last minute. So, yeah.
Right.
But I definitely will look into it probably next year. Just
Okay.
back this year's.
Well, thank you so much for stopping in because you're so busy and I just thank you for penciling your schedule and I definitely hope that my team once they are able to review this episode, they watch again just so that they can keep track of everything that you have going on, everything that you've done,
Right.
and what's to come the remainder of the year, and so on and so forth. So, again, I appreciate your time for real, I do. And I will be looking out for the tea line,
Oh, yeah.
and I will be ordering more coffee because it's so unique. It's really redefining to my lineup because I needed something new, and it gives me a new little spin on my week. So
Oh, yeah.
thank you.
No problem. No problem. Yeah, and I definitely will send you that bag.
Okay.
I had a question. What
Yes.
is one of your favorite songs?
Are we talking about R&B or are we talking about rap?
Any. It could be anything.
You know what I keep in my playlist is Need Somebody by Jasmine Sullivan on Diddy's little situation that he recently came out with. I hate to even throw Diddy out there with everything
Right.
going on, but he did hit off on that one though. So that's one of them that I keep in rotation.
Okay. And what is one of your favorite artists right now? Is it Jasmine
Oh
Sullivan?
my God. She's one of them, but it's so many, it's ridiculous. Definitely one of them though. I will say that.
Who?
Jasmine Sullivan is definitely one
Okay.
of them. I'll
Okay.
say that.
Did you go to the Anthony Hamilton?
You know what? I didn't. Some years back, I did, but I did not go to the most recent one.
Everybody said it was good this year, so I was like, I missed it.
No, I saw Eric Bellinger, which I've been waiting on him for the longest, and I went to see Division in November when he came. Well, when they came, because you know it's two guys in the group. So yeah, I'm definitely a West Coaster when it comes to music.
Yeah, Division is like one of my top artists.
Yes.
Yeah, they definitely dope. Yeah, dope.
For
Dope.
sure.
Dope. Dope.
So we will actually have to connect again in the near future because I want to keep up with you just to see what's going on, what the hype is, what the new move is. So if you don't mind, we'll definitely, hopefully it can be face to face. That way it feels more personal. But I definitely want to keep up with you. And like I said, I want my teacups to also keep up with you and be able to follow and see what's going on. So we'll definitely make sure to do that. And amongst everything else that I have going on, especially co-hosting coming up at the Crave, which that's my family owned spot. Looking forward to that for the R&B showcase. So, if you're able to, make sure you pop out. If not, it's okay because it is on a Sunday, but we're gonna be lit. We're gonna be live. So
Okay,
just
dope.
know that you're invited.
Thank you for the invite and thank you for letting me be on your show.
Of course. Is there anything else that you wanted to say before we head out?
Nope. Just come and see us at 811 space.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sharon. Again, it has been such a pleasure, and we will recap soon. As I tell all of my teacups at the end of every show, make sure that you keep enough room in your teacups for new tea, and we are out. Bye.